Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Wall Between by Jesper Boogie Cole. Translated by K.E. Semmel. Performed by Michael Page. Prologue. Berlin, October 2006. The droplets fall where the boy's wet soccer ball had thumped against the asphalt. They drip from the shaft of the knife. The knife is drawn out, and his blood flows thick and dark. His energy drains from him, both slowly and all too quickly. He hears his breathing grow heavy and erratic. Pain washes over him and pumps into his half-emptied veins, as though trying to fill them again. He gurgles hoarsely. The recognition that his life is over gives him surprising clarity. New, unspoiled, and spontaneous, his thoughts are brief flashes of insight exploding in his head like tiny suns. Today he's himself, only inside out. Some days he is, and some days he has been, and tomorrow he will be no more. The precise language of pain tells him so. The backyard light of his apartment building winks sharply off the broad steel blade of the kitchen knife. When it's thrust into him again, now with greater force, he hears the crunching sound of a rib. He gasps as his stomach is punctured, then doubles over the shaft. He hangs on the knife like an animal on a spit. Two pairs of eyes, wide open in fear, look at each other. He recognizes the second pair. He remembers the man and knows why he's about to die. He sees the sweat bead on his murderer's forehead, the broken blood vessel in his eye, the bulging artery in his neck. He himself burbles through his blood-filled mouth. When the murderer releases the knife, he falls. He feels light, but falls heavily. Not even at the end of his life can he defy gravity. The asphalt grasps him, and he watches his blood slowly pour out and trickle toward the drain like melted snow in the first spring sun. A nearby train rattles down the tracks, momentarily breaking the silence in the backyard. The murderer takes his wallet and vanishes through the gate, but he won't die alone. In the ground floor apartment, at the window, stands a woman. There's something about the way she's observing the scene. Her eyes give her away. They stare unblinking. He deserves this. The muscles in his neck give in, and his head thumps against the asphalt like a ball. She quickly draws the curtains as his eyes close.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?